As the state entertains reentry initiatives aimed at reducing what's called recidivism, or the number of former inmates coming back to prison, a big goal of the Florida Department of Corrections is the Identification Card Project. When Florida inmates get to prison, they are issued an ID card, but it's not really accepted outside the prison walls. And if any inmate has an ID on them when they get locked up, like a driver's license or Social Security card, it's returned upon their release. But according to the department, many inmates do not bring an ID with them when they enter prison. Then by the time they get out, it's either lost or expired, and they need to get something new. And Florida Public Defender Bob Dillinger with the Sixth Circuit says there are many obstacles in inmates' way.
Just to show you an idea of the problems that we run into, but we used to go to Social Security and get a printout that would establish that the person had done some kind of work or had a Social Security history. We would take that then to DMV, who would issue the ID card with the birth certificate. Based on that, we go back to Social Security, and they would give us an actual Social Security card.
But Dillinger says that whole process recently changed. That made it more difficult for an inmate to get an ID, which is needed to get a job or a house.
About 2 months ago, Social Security decided that they would not give us that little printout without an ID. We go to DMV, and they say without the Social Security printout, we can't give you an ID. I mean, it's the true government catch-22. We found some ways to work around that, but that's a big impact on poor people. We have to get them an ID.
That's why Dillinger says he supports a bill brought forth by Altamont Springs Republican Senator David Simmons in the Senate Criminal Justice Committee this past Monday.
This bill requires the Department of Corrections to provide every Florida-born inmate with a certified copy of their birth certificate and a state identification card before release from prison. It also requires the Department of Corrections to assist inmates born outside the state of Florida with completing forms needed to apply for a Social Security card, driver's license, or state identification card.
The bill allows the corrections agency to work with the state's health department and Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles to ensure every ex-inmate has an ID card and a copy of their birth certificate free of charge. Simmons' bill also directs the Florida Department of Corrections to continue its faith and character-based institutions. It also mandates all 17 institutions offer Alcoholics Anonymous and literacy training. The bill has the support of the Florida Chamber of Commerce, the Florida Public Defenders Association, as well as the Florida Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association. There is also a group of business leaders that look to find cost-effective ways to improve public safety, the Florida Smart Justice Alliance. Its president and CEO is Barney Bishop, and his group last year helped put a similar bill together that included creating a reentry facility and asking the Department of Corrections to create incentives so private providers will want to participate. The bill got watered down several times, at times even pitting Republicans against one another, and later got tied up in the committee process. And Bishop says his goal is still the same, rehabilitation for Florida inmates, which he estimates could save the state tens of millions of dollars.
This is so important because these people need jobs. If they get a job, they're not likely to recidivate. If they don't recidivate, we don't have new crime victims. If they don't recidivate, they don't go back to prison.
But not everyone's on board with the total bill. The measure contains a provision that the department must get all the necessary materials from inmates in order to obtain a birth certificate, including a photo. But if the inmate fails to cooperate, it, quote, may result in disciplinary action. That didn't sit well with Jacksonville Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson.
I'm trying to understand what that disciplinary action looks like. Obviously, we're trying to help someone to be able to better themselves. But if they don't necessarily want to take a picture, I'm not sure I understand why.
Simmons says he'd be willing to work with Gibson to, quote, tweak that language, but Bishop says it may not be needed.
Senator Gibson, to go to your question, first off, the language says the department may do disciplinary action, so they don't have to. And if somebody resists it for some good reason, I'm sure the department's common sense is going to come through and they'll do the right thing.
Despite our reservations, Gibson, along with five other senators, passed the bill unanimously. Still, Gibson says that part of the bill doesn't make any sense. rights. And speaking to her fellow Democratic colleagues at a caucus meeting, she says she wants to work with the Department of Corrections and Senator Simmons
to turn it into something positive so that cooperation would, you know, be much more forthcoming. Because who, and I asked, what does the disciplinary action look like? What is that? You are going to keep somebody longer because they don't want to cooperate? That's just ridiculous. And so obviously they must anticipate an issue. Otherwise, they wouldn't have put it in the bill. But I think we need to deal with it in a different way.
Gibson says Senator Simmons' commitment to tweak that language is what swayed her to vote for the bill. She hopes to have that done before its next stop, the Senate Judiciary Committee. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.